that a man's sons and daughters would be his
children.
Any other name?
Siblings.
Okay.
Kids.
All right.
Yep.
Youngin?
I've heard youngin.
Okay. Did you use it?
No.
Okay. You mentioned pet names a minute ago. Is that the same as a nickname?
Yes.
Okay, pet name and...
Pet names are the same as nicknames.
Okay. Do you have one?
No.
Does your husband have one?
No.
Children?
No.
Okay. All right, this is something that has wheels on it. You can put a baby in it and move on.
Baby carriage?
Yeah. You would say, I'm going to put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what?
A first travel.
Okay. Or to use the verb, I'm going to what the baby?
Walk the baby.
Okay. Did you say stroll the baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going for a stroll?
I'm going for a stroll or for a walk.
Mm, okay. Now, this phrase I'm looking for. Say if a man has three sons. One's 20, one's 15, one's 10. Now, talking about it in terms of being grown up, if you had to use that phrase, grown up, you'd say that the one is 20 is the what of the three?
The grown one.
Okay, now what if you had to use the two words grown up in there in describing the one who's 20? Of the three, he's the...
Grown up one.
Okay.
He's the adult one.
What I'm looking for is a superlative there, like pretty, pretty, or prettiest.
Oh, he's the oldest one.
Or the...
He is the superlative of grown?
So what's the superlative of grown up?
He is the... Grown? Grown? Grown?
Would you ever say...
He's more grown?
I'll give you a choice. Would you ever say he's the grown upest or he's the most grown up?
He's the most grown up.
Okay, that's what I was after. All right. A man might have a son and a...
Daughter.
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
All right. Your condition, you say you're...
Now?
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
Uh-uh.
Any you might consider old-fashioned?
Expecting.
Okay. Have you ever heard she's in the family way?
Yes, I've heard she's in the family way.
Okay. Any crude terms? Knocked up?
Knocked up. Read that in those books.
Okay. A woman who might be present to deliver a child at the doctor's note?
Midwife.
Have you ever called granny?
No.
This phrase, well, it's not a phrase, a verb. If a boy has the same color hair and the eyes of his father and his nose is shaped about the same, you say that boy, his father. That boy.
He's been an image of his father.
Okay, or he blank his father.
He looks like his father.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you ever use favors, resembles, take after?
Resembles. He takes after. No, I wouldn't say that word. Take after his father.
Okay. Is there a distinction there, like instead of talking about his appearance, his behavior, his mannerisms, that boy, what, his father?
Ever take his father?
Yeah. Would you say takes after in that situation? To mean that he has the same mannerisms as his father?
Yes, I said yes.
He takes after his father, meaning he acts just like him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right, this word. If a woman has looked after three children until after they're grown, you say she has three children.
She's reared three children.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if to a boy who's been misbehaving, you say you do that one more time, I'll give you a good...
Anything
else?
Change the body.
Okay. What's the most severe thing would you would say? Would spanking be pretty severe?
Whipping.
Would be worse than a spanking?
Yeah.
Okay. This verb I'm looking for, if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than last year, you say he sure has...
Grown.
You know, you could almost see him...
Growing.
Or you could almost see him...